From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. Thousands of people demonstrated in Bangladesh in May to demand safe conditions and higher pay for garment factory workers. Bangladeshi garment workers earn less than clothing workers in any other country. Police blocked the entrance to the main factory area in the capital, Dhaka. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets. More than 1,000 garment workers were killed last month when a large factory building collapsed. Most of the victims were women. The tragedy has increased public concern about working conditions for those who make clothing for famous international businesses. Labor union activists say organized labor groups are the most effective voice for safety in the workplace. Earl Brown Jr. is a labor and employment lawyer in Washington, D.C. He directs the China and Law programs at the Solidarity Center, a non-governmental organization. The Solidarity Center supports independent unionism. Mr. Brown says Bangladeshi officials have opposed union organizing efforts and refused to register unions not linked to political parties. He says the lack of independent workers' rights groups means there is no pressure to enforce safety rules.
The data everywhere in the world is pretty clear that union facilities have higher rates of occupational health and safety enforcement, and therefore less accidents and less diseases.
Katerina Linos is an assistant professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. She wrote a book called The Democratic Foundations of Policy Diffusion: How Health, Family, and Employment Laws Spread Across Countries. She says that activists gain approval for reforms by showing that such measures work in other countries. Like Earl Brown Jr., she says the right to organize unions is the most important condition for creating policy changes.
Individual workers fear too much that they will lose their job and thus are happy to accept unacceptable conditions for a small amount of money in a country that faces high poverty.
Since the building collapse, Bangladesh has ended a requirement that the names of workers seeking to unionize be given to factory owners. Katerina Linos sees hope in the promise of clothing stores like Zara and H&M to accept new safety requirements for factories that make their products. Some American companies and the popular Japanese brand Uniqlo have not joined the safety agreement. Last week, rights groups protested a decision by The Gap not to join the agreement. Protesters gathered outside a Gap shareholders meeting in San Francisco. And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.